life journey. It's taken me a long time to get to this point. There's been a lot of struggle. Not just with misfortune or bad luck. I mean, that happens to everyone. But with the expectations that I've placed on myself. Of being the nurturer, the organizer, the one who takes care of things, who provides financially and emotionally. And somewhere along this journey, I lost something very special. Me. I got far too used to sublimating my own needs, to being the one who always adapted. No matter how bad the situation, always made the best of it. And if I wanted something for myself, I would blame myself for being selfish or weak. And I'd feel guilty about complaining. But no more. No more. I am who I am. A woman. A beautiful, strong woman. One who carries her sexuality proudly. Who needs all kinds of love. To be kissed, caressed, and penetrated. A woman who knows that feeling, that craving, that urging to be sucked and fucked and filled. That need to quiver in anticipation, to be teased to the point or I can't think of anything else but how much I need to come. Having those needs, feeling those feelings, it doesn't make me a slut. None of them mean you can call me a whore, because my right to please myself, to use a man's cock for my secret sweet satisfaction is just as valid as any man's desire to use my pussy lips to make himself come. If I need to be feral, I have a right to be that way. To thrust my ass back on your cock as you come deep into me. To cry out in passionate urgency, "Fuck me!" I have a right to cry and moan in deep pleasure and not to be thought of as a nymphomaniac or oversexed. My sexual urge, wet and wanting, is who I really am. And I will not be ashamed of my desire. I will be proud of how I cry out as I climax. I will cherish when I shout out to you, babe, fuck me. Because I know that I'm with a man who sees the whole me, who adores my sweetness and my carnality, who loves my desire to be affectionate, to be the woman who gives you beautiful, erotic pleasure, but who loves just as much my deep need to abandon myself to you, to lose myself with you, to let go of all my fears, my need to control, to ignore all my inhibitions, all those voices telling me I shouldn't scream in joy, that it's not womanly, and to let myself fall completely into the erotic, orgasmic bliss of giving myself to you. You know, when I put myself literally in your hands, I can cry out, moan, and whimper for hours on end. You tease me so tenderly with your fingers. You play me and produce the most wonderful sounds of desire. And when you use my toys on me and let yourself vibrate inside me, controlling the level so the strength is just enough to give me goosebumps and make me arch my back as I stretch out, languid, just loving how you make me feel. It's so beautiful. I love how you throb inside me. But the best part of teasing, the part where I know I'm with a man who finally understands me, is when you bring me to the point of begging you to let me come, but you don't. There's no increase in the pressure, and instead, you back off. You reduce the vibrations or the thrusts, and you hold yourself very still inside me. And even though I moan to you, please, please, Baby, give me more. I want more. You pause. And that pause is so delicious. I hold my breath. Waiting for your stimulation to increase. But at the same time, knowing that you're holding back is an act of love. Because you know that by not doing what I plead for, you're actually making it that much more pleasurable. That much more exquisite. And so that finally, when you make me come, it's incredibly intense. Thank you for that. I've never had anyone else understand that about me. It is so beautiful. I love that about us. That you don't always do what I say I want, or immediately do what I ask you to do. You don't actually refuse, but neither do you comply. And I know that when you decide to be that way, to ignore me, you're not doing it to dominate me, to control me, or to be mean to me. You don't want to show me that you're in charge. No. You're doing it to love me. Because you know how much it excites me. And how it makes me feel so close to you. All those actions show me just how deeply you understand me. Kiss me. You know, something that's a big part of who I am is my need to claim my own pleasure and not to feel it strange for me to focus on myself. I need to feel every jolt of arousal, every spasm, every twitch. I need to lie back and let that bliss flow through me and to relax into it fully and unguardedly. And of course, you know how I do that, right? By roaring and screaming so loudly that I feel the whole neighborhood can hear me. Seriously, babe. I hope you know that my screams, well, they're one of the deepest expressions of my pleasure. But I also love knowing that I get you so aroused when I whimper very quietly as you tease me. And those small sobs catch in my throat because for a moment I feel as though I've lost my breath because of the pleasure I feel at your tongue. You're beautiful, soft, silky tongue that licks me so tenderly and flicks a sensitive clit so sweetly. When you let your tongue slide over my pussy lips, soft and wet, when your saliva mixes with my wetness and we taste each other, the woman who cries out, ah, who quivers with need and gasps and aches and desire. Oh, that woman is me. I love that you know that. That you realize that's who I am. Lick me, please. God. Oh. Oh. I need your tongue. I love how its surface creates this friction against my pussy lips. And when I feel it, nuzzle in between my lips and move across them, pulling them open, making them slide apart, all I want to do is give myself to you. I need to feel any part of you sliding into me, spreading me open, making me want to move my legs as wide apart from each other as they can. Oh, baby, please. Baby, fill me. Please put your fingers in me. Slip your cock inside me. Move my toy around and come deep inside me. Oh God. I can be whoever I want to be with you. Act however I feel and be a woman. Proud, loving, and unashamed with my special man.